It's a good gospel for us tonight that we have from St. Luke. It's full of action. And by the way, a good way to pray with the gospels is to do what St. Ignatius of Loyola teaches. And he says, use your imagination. Like, let your imagination fill in the gaps of what the gospel doesn't say in words. Invite the Holy Spirit and, you know, you pray with this passage. What did it sound like? What did it look like? What did it smell like? Engage your senses. Use your imagination. So imagine this. Jesus leaves the synagogue, and if you've been following along, he preaches really powerfully and strongly, right, about what he is going to do. He's going to take on all the characteristics of the Messiah to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, right, to let the captives go free. And then he rolls up the scroll. It's a prophecy from Isaiah. He rolls up the scroll, and then he says, today in your hearing, this passage is fulfilled. He's like, well, that's, someone has a pretty high and healthy sense of themselves, right? Self-esteem. But then Jesus does it. So he goes out and he cures Simon's mother-in-law. And then at sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. So imagine what that looks like, friends. Someone who's been lame for 20 years, up and walking. Someone who's blind now sees. Someone on their deathbed is cured right in front of people's eyes. I mean, imagine the commotion. And added to that, demons also came out from many, shouting, you are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak. So this is action. Jesus is doing work. But then there's this line. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. Well, what was he doing? St. Luke doesn't say. St. Mark does, because he recounts the same story. St. Mark writes, at daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place where he prayed. Where he prayed. I bet St. Mark looks at St. Luke and says, how did you leave that out, buddy? Like, that's kind of significant. Jesus is praying. At the source of all this action is prayer. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. How's your prayer life? Because in these last 10 days or so since the school year began here at Carroll, and prior to that as you were getting ready to come here, your life is full of activity. Even in the midst of a pandemic, you're busy now all of a sudden. You were sitting on your couches all summer, right? And you were like doing your job in the pandemic, keeping everybody safe by doing nothing. But now you have to do stuff. There's a lot of activity. But let me ask you, at the center of all your activity, is there prayer? Not just the periphery. Not just something you occasionally do along all the other things that you do, but at the center of who you are, is there a living dialogue with the God who loves you? Because that's what is at the source of who Jesus is. See, Jesus is the Son who receives his being from all eternity from the Father. The Son receives everything from the Father and gives everything back to the Father. The Father is the one who allows the Son to be the Son. It's a relationship. And the Son is the one who allows the Father to be the Father. And the love between the Father and the Son is so real and profound that it actually is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. It's all relational. It's all this wonderful exchange of love. It's at the center of who Jesus is. See, before he does anything in the world, including preaching the gospel, including curing the sick, including setting the captives free, including casting out demons, including saving the world on the cross, before he does any of that, he is the Son. His identity always precedes his mission. And friends, that's what prayer is for us. Do you want to know who you are? Of course you do. That's like your main project right now, is to figure out who you are and what you're supposed to do in this life. You want to know who you are? You pray. You want to know what you should do in this life? You pray. Identity precedes action, though. See, and the order is really important because so often in our lives, all of our lives, and especially in your life, you want to know what to do. But often we don't take the time to know who we are. And we think that if we just do more stuff, we'll eventually figure out who we are. It doesn't work that way. And it actually becomes really dangerous because what happens then is so often we equate our own identity with what we do. But that's not where it's found. Before you do anything, you are someone. And who you are is someone who God has loved into existence. He is radically in love with you. He's in deep and abiding relationship with you already. Prayer opens up that truth. It's a truth that's already there. It's just that so often we forget it. We forget who we are. Prayer reminds us, opens up the truth of who we are. And then if we know who we are, then we know what we should do with this life. It's a very limited life. Most of you, if you're 20, you're probably a quarter of the way through this earthly life. Think about that for a second. You're like, no, my whole life's ahead of me. Uh-uh. You're a quarter of the way through if you live to 80. And there's no guarantee you'll live to 80. It's incumbent on us to know what to do with this life, with the short time you have here. But friends, the only way to know that is to know who you are. And the only way to know who you are is to make time for the God who loved you into existence to reveal to you yourself. That's why we pray. So how's your prayer life? Do you make time for prayer? Do you begin your day with prayer? Do you stop, even in the midst of all the busyness, to pray? Clearly you came tonight. It's so beautiful to see so many of you here. It's such a good thing for us. The Lord loves you. He delights in you. Prayer is a gift that he wants to give you. It's not so complicated. We make things way more complicated than they are. Prayer is simply receiving God's love and then responding to it in gratitude. Sure, we can use the scriptures. Sure, we can use devotions. Sure, we can use images. All of that's fine. But at the center of it is this beautiful relationship. God who loves you, who can't wait to see you, who delights in you. Will he change you through prayer? Sure. But you're not projects for him. He doesn't work to fix you like a mechanic fixes a broken car engine. He loves seeing you. So make time for him. Make time for prayer. You will never, ever, ever regret it. And then you'll know who you are. And then you know what you should do. Prayer is the key to everything, because in prayer, you meet the living God. And when you meet the living God, your life changes.